This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 17th. Well, wheat markets yesterday started out a little choppy as the market struggled to find a direction either way. But as the day wore on, we saw the Chicago market start to firm up and get some traction, and that pulled the rest of the wheat complex higher as well. Everything closed higher. Chicago up about 4 or 5. The other markets up around 2. So we see that spread widening out with Chicago over the other two markets. A couple things going on. Both of them are bullish to the market. Of course, the first one is Egypt buying a pretty big chunk of wheat, 405,000 tons. They took 285,000 of that from Russia and 60 each from France and the Ukraine. The news there is that they paid about $230.55 on a delivered basis, which is up about $9 a ton over last week. So that's up a nice little 25 cents in just 1 week. And when you look at the bigger picture, over just the last 4 weeks, they have prices that they've paid have increased $20 a ton, which equates to about 55 cents a bushel. So clearly world prices are moving higher. Egypt continues to buy, as the rumor is that they expect prices to continue to ratchet higher, which is why they're stepping up like every week over the last several weeks and buying pretty healthy doses of wheat, except for one where they only bought one cargo from Ukraine. But other than that, they've been a pretty steady buyer of wheat. So normally we get prices moving higher this time of year. It certainly is happening this year, along with following this normal seasonal trend. Domestic interior prices in Russia are moving higher as well, and of course that equates to a higher FOB offer as well. But we see the European Union tagging along with that, and that's pulling the U.S. prices higher too. We didn't put out any offers in the Egyptian purchase, but with the world prices moving higher like they have, it's making Kansas City wheat pretty close to being competitive in that key market. So that's clearly a reason why the market would be supported. Also, the other major thing is that, of course, with the phase one of the U.S.-China trade agreement that basically centers on ag commodity purchases by China, there is quite a bit of chatter that they are looking for between 1 and 2 million tons of milling-grade wheat. They're talking hard red winter wheat. So that's certainly something that's a bonus. They have bought just snippets of spring wheat, and of course High Pro Springs is something that they usually buy as well from a smattering of sellers, but they are suggesting that they would focus on the United States. The question is, if that's the case, if it's hard red winter wheat that's almost competitive in Egypt, and if it's hard red that China wants, why isn't Kansas City leading the way higher? And that's a question that I have, that why is the spread widening out? Why does it continue to lose to Chicago? It could be the hedge funds noting that world prices are moving higher. They're going to want to be positioned in the Chicago market. It's not corn leading the way higher. In fact, it's Chicago wheat leading corn higher. So it's kind of a question to me that if indeed it's hard red winter wheat they're coming after, then why isn't Kansas City leading the way higher? Maybe it will. Maybe it will get that pop. But that certainly is not the case at the moment. So that's a concern, obviously, that it doesn't quite fit the fundamental structure of what we see happening. A couple of other things, the European Union putting out some changes to their soft wheat production forecast. They increased it by 1 million tons to 145.5 million tons. They also increased their soft wheat exports up 1.6 million tons to 27.3 million tons. So they've continually just slowly ratcheted up production estimates for wheat. So they're clearly going to be a major player this year across the marketing year. Same thing with Russia. You know, Russia has made enormous progress in not only production, but in transportation and storage, but also export capacity. They've increased storage capacity and loading capacity at major ports, and they've increased the deep water port capacity. So they will be around the whole marketing year. You know, even as short as 4 or 5 years ago, they pretty much were absent from the export market starting in about late November to December, when the ports would freeze over and they just weren't around through the winter. It's different now. They have, again, increased their capacity of deep water ports and storage capacity at all their ports. So it enables them to be a player in the world market throughout the marketing year, in particular throughout the winter. They've also made inroads into major markets, China, Brazil, pretty much everywhere across the world, even where they demand high quality wheat. Russia has been able to show what they can grow, the quality of what they have, and it's made a huge difference in their export program, which is why they set world price. They've become the world's largest exporter. They're very competitive. They have good quality wheat, and they have a lot of it. And that quantity, even this year, has been slowly ratcheted up as well, just like with Europe. USDA still has them pegged around 73 million tons of wheat. They're hovering around 75 to 76. Some are saying 78 million tons of wheat. So there's a fairly wide range in what the estimates are. But the bottom line is they have at least as much as last year, probably a little bit more, and they will be competitive in the market. They had a slow start this marketing year, starting on July 1, but they've certainly picked up the pace here. They've been much more competitive, and we see that in the Egyptian market. So the question is, are they going to want to vie for the Chinese business? And obviously they will, but China will focus on the United States to try to grease the skids of this trade war. So we can expect that China will be a presence in the U.S. wheat market, soybeans, of course, pork, of course, and cotton has been bandied around quite a bit that they need more of. They have plenty of corn. In fact, they have plenty of wheat, but it's not high-grade wheat. They carry half the world's inventory, carryover stocks of wheat and corn. Corn, of course, is pretty generic. Wheat, of course, is not, and they need the milling grade to blend off with theirs. So I think we can expect over this next month or so to see some purchases by China, if indeed they want to really get this trade thing going. And it appears they do. It appears they're fairly serious this year. But they keep leaning on the U.S. to remove some of these tariffs, which would remove our leverage in the negotiation. So that could be a major sticking point. And could be something that the Chinese point to back out of this agreement once again. It's not like they can't find milling grade wheat from a number of other sources. Russia has it. Canada will have some. Argentina will have a lot here in a couple months. So they can source from a number of places. It doesn't have to be the U.S., but that's kind of an extension of the olive branch, if you will, from them, that, again, to try to, get this trade negotiation at least to some degree finalized. So we'll see where it all shakes out, but my guess is that they will make some U.S. purchases and try to go from there. So this morning we're higher again. Chicago leading the way, up 6. KC's up 5. Minneapolis up 3. So it's, baffling to me why Chicago's leader, other than hedge funds starting to get on the bandwagon here. Now, that said, seasonally, we tend to put in the highs into late October. We've talked about this quite a bit, that here we are into the second half of October. There does seem to be some momentum here in the wheat market. We would look for some topping type of action, like an extension of a trading range in a day, get a big day up, and then no follow through the next day would probably suggest that you've blown out your stops and you've kind of capitulated on the upside. But we are looking to be selling into this rally because it's a typical seasonal rally, and the world is awash in wheat. It's got record carryover stock. So we're clearly not in a bull market in wheat. World prices are moving higher along with this normal time period, but at some point it will hit the wall. Argentina is going to have a big crop, and they're going to be pushing that into the pipeline here within about a month and a half. So, if you have immediate needs as a buyer, you're going to come and get that done. But otherwise, you're going to wait for high quality hard red winter wheat out of Argentina. So that's kind of the backdrop of what we're looking at here. Seasonally, we've got some momentum going here, but I do want to be selling into this rally because I think ultimately the market's going to run out of gas here, probably sooner rather than later. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.